all mine. Yours wasn't pretty, mine wasn't fine. But when our ways lift our lies over the hill, I passed you by.
Hey there, how's it going? Welcome to the podcast. So this is episode one, and I basically want to explain what this podcast will be about. And by the way, if you hear any background sounds, either that's birds or cars passing by, that's because I'm right next to my window. And basically, I like the sound of the birds, as you can hear. Hopefully you can hear that. They're being a little bit quiet now as soon as I said it. So... but there is also cars passing by. Nevertheless, I wanted to explain to you what this podcast will be about in this first introduction, sort of say, episode. This has been a long coming because I've made two or three of this in the span of like, whatever, 6 or 8 months. And I did make some episodes in the beginning and I never posted them and I never made this. And if you do end up listening to this, that means that I finally made it, as in finally decided to post this and really put effort into making this, because it's been a long coming one. I myself am a huge fan of podcasts. The story of how I started listening to podcasts is actually pretty interesting. Long story short, when I moved to Berlin, one of the jobs that I, and the job that I still have at the moment, is a cleaning job. So I'm like a janitor, sort of say. I clean stairs, basically. That's just one of the jobs that I have at the moment. And when you do that, like the whole day, whatever, like it is like 8 working hours or whatever, or more, then you have the time to put a headphone in and listen to something, because you're doing an activity that doesn't, once you've learned it, doesn't require a lot of brain processing or thinking about it. It becomes kind of automatic. And I think that's like with a lot of things. And so when I started working there, I had a friend who I met before that in a hostel. And he got me into listening to podcasts more. And of course, I think most people who listen to this and will listen to this, I hope, if this comes out, you know what I'm saying? One of the first ever podcasts that I listened to and I started listening to was Joe Rogan. And I think, and I hope people who listen to this also know who Joe Rogan is and have listened to it. But that's what got me really, really interested into podcasts. And for the past 2 years, almost 2 years that I've been in Berlin, I've just like been listening to podcasts like every single day. It's literally become an obsession of mine and a new way of learning things. And it's gotten me more curious about a lot of things, about life, about nature, about people, about psychology, human behavior. A shitload of stuff. And so I decided to make my own one. I wanted to have conversations of me talking to some of the people that I have in my life about whatever it is, but interesting topics. And I'm mostly interested about perception, things like perception and mental health and learning from life experiences and questioning things, just being curious about all of that stuff. And I wanted to make a podcast where I can record the conversations with me and my friends, but also make like solo casts where if I'm interested about a topic, then I can just turn it on and record a piece of information, I guess, but record as in my perspective on it at this point in time. And so I thought, well, that was an interesting thing to do. And I told you I did that like 2 or 3 times in the span of like 6 to 8 months. So it was completely not like I've been wanting to do it, but other things always came in the way. So I'm going to try. That's the problem with me as well. I'm quite the, I'm quite the perfectionist. So I've noticed that when it comes to like my work and my personal photographs and videos and When it comes to videos, like, then it's, I mean, when it comes to personal work for videos, especially, then I just take long because I just want to make it like bang on perfect. And it's a problem at times because, that's a car waiting for it. This is not usual for these kinds of, sounds to be passing by. This is a really quiet neighborhood. But yeah, so this podcast will be either me and or other people talking about topics, like I said, like mental health, learning from life experiences, having a different perception or a different view, having a different angle on seeing things, and being able to communicate it is quite easier than making a video. Or, I mean, with a photograph, it's a little bit more difficult, I would say, to explain an idea because it's just a still image frozen in time. It can convey a meaning to you and or an emotion. But I would say when the, you know, of course, you can spread a message through still art, like through stencils like Banksy and through photographs. Of course, you can do that. But just in my personal opinion, the way I at the moment perceive things is that with making videos, creating videos that are motion stills, I don't know. It really is a lot more attractive to me, but it's also a lot harder, as in it takes a lot more time than to create a photograph and edit it, in my opinion, and put it out there into the world, like on Instagram or something, which is why I guess I tend to do that a lot more. So I don't do videos now as much like personal work. And I'm doing a lot of just photographs because they're so much easier to distribute. But I'm trying not to forget about to do videos because it's what... So I've asked myself this question like a lot of times, do I prefer to make videos or do I prefer to like to make photos, and like, what is it? And because it's both in the camera, like literally if you have a good camera, either that's your phone or like, you know, the quote, like the best camera is always the one that's in your pocket. So that can usually do, like any camera almost nowadays can do photos and videos, right? So, I mean, we're talking digital, not analog. So anyone can make a photo or a video. And that was also a thing that I went through. That's in a whole nother like conversation. But so yeah, but they're both in the camera. You can easily switch to do photo or video. So I was wondering, what should I focus on more, photos or videos or photos and videos? And like, man, like videos just really move me like emotionally. And it's connected through something deeper that I can't even understand myself, because there's times where, and this mostly happens. I mean, the example that I'll give you right now is just a recent one. But so I would be making a video, you know, something personal work that's really, really means something to me. And I would be putting all the pieces together. I would match the clips with the music, with the cuts and the whatever, the whole edit. And let's say, for example, I have the whole edit without the music, right? And then I put the music on top of it and adding that last piece. Oh man, like even me just talking about it is, I get really emotional about it, because adding that last piece of the puzzle and then getting that whole piece together, and it's so, there's a flow to it. I don't, like, it's even hard for me to put into words, but if you're an artist, if you're some kind of creator and you know that, either you make music and you make that right beat on the whatever, right, not tone, but yeah, on the right rhythm. I can go into many examples, like drawing and getting into the flow of like adding colors and then transitioning from like yellow to green and just finishing it. If you're an artist, you would completely understand this. But even if you're not, it's something. It's like when you were kids and we play around with things and everything is so new and you're so curious about everything. I think it's in a way like that. I could be wrong, but that's my current opinion on it. And yeah, that's why I do. That's why I'm a creator, I guess. You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to. I mean, I don't know. Throughout my life, I always wanted to do something. You know, I guess like a lot of kids have that thing where they grow up and like going through the teenagers and then through the teenage years and then slowly through the 20s. They want to automatically maybe, I mean, depends on your family situation, but maybe like prove it to your mom or your dad or your parents that you can, or even friends, that you can make it, that you can make, I mean, not that you make it, but you can make something out of yourself that they will be proud of, but also you will be proud of. I guess kind of like proving it to someone. And I guess I do have that a little bit, for sure, I can say. But as well, when I was a kid, I was very, I had a lot of freedom because of my parents. Like, I did go to school and do that, and I had a typical, you know, conversation of like, I must do good school and everything. But I still had a lot of freedom, like, from both of my parents, which is what's enabled me in my opinion, to do so much. Like, yeah, it's, I can't even like put into words sometimes. There's a lot of things I can't put into words, so you will probably hear that a lot, but I'm trying to learn that better and better. It's, I don't know if it's a weakness for me. I love communicating ideas to people, because words are the language that we use to communicate feelings and emotions and ideas, and it's the thing, it's the shit. So you, if you figure out the shit, then I don't know, like, being a good communicator can take you far. Being a good communicator can take you far, in my opinion. To meet people, to make the right connections, and making the right connections gets you to where you want to be, one step closer, or one day to it. So yeah, man, I'm super thankful to have the life that I have right now. But that doesn't mean, I think, even if you do have a good life, in my opinion, either that's you're born with it or like whatever, a big part of it, I think, is appreciation of it. Like, even if you have a bad life, like, there is someone out there who has it worse for you than you, for sure. Like, 1,000%, there's someone out there who has it worse than you all the time. And, you know, I was even talking about this with my previous roommate. He's one of my best friends. His name is Pavel. I'll have him on a podcast for sure one day, like, for sure. Like, he is the one who got me into Joe Rogan. But we were talking with him one day about life experiences and like life traumas. You know how, like, when you're a kid, maybe you have like some kind of a trauma, maybe you cry because your parents didn't show up to something, or whatever it is. And then when you grow up, that trauma grows with you. I don't know. It's like that with kids. It's very sensitive. And we were talking about that, and I was like, I was explaining him some kind of a trauma in my life, and then he was explaining me some other kind of trauma. And I'm like, I was saying, like, I guess, like, fuck, why am I so, like, sad, or why do I behave that way? His situation was much worse. Like, the other person's trauma was much worse. But it's not about, when it comes to traumas and stuff like that, it's not about comparison as much. Because I'm going to try and explain this. So when you're a kid, because everything is so sensitive, it doesn't have a degree of like bad or good. And it's also just, it's just a different kind of situation. I don't think you can compare something like that. Like, someone had let's just give two examples or whatever, right? Someone was performing, had like a kindergarten show. This is actually my example. All right, I'll give you my example, because this is literally my example. I remember when I was a kid, right, in a kindergarten, I had this like performance, like, with the whole kindergarten, and then you know how your parents show up and like watch the performance. And I was like a bunny or something. And I even asked my mom about this recently. So I was a bunny, and I remember to that show, my mom showed up, but my dad didn't, which is what I asked my mom recently. I was like, didn't my dad show up or like whatever? And so I remember crying so much because one of my parents was missing. And I don't know if that was because I really wanted to like nail the performance and I wanted them to see me in my spotlight. Or if it was because, I don't know. And so comparing that to something like being at the same age, which is maybe, I don't know, what was that, like five, And then someone at five having to, like a kid, having to go through their parents being divorced or something, for example, right? Then, I mean, of course, it would sound to you that someone as a kid going through their parents being divorced is much worse, but you don't know. Like the other kid, this could have mean, like the performance thing could have mean so much to the kid that one of his parents didn't like show up, could mean the world to him. It could be, yeah, I don't know. It can grow into some kind of not tension, but like mental pain, I guess, in a way. I'm not sure these are the right words to use with this, but then you grow up and then you want to prove it to your parents because one of your parents didn't show up to that. So now you want to prove it that you actually made something out of yourself because he didn't see you at that performance or something. Just giving an example right now, you know, try to be curious about this and think with me. And so then the other kid from, you know, when the parents being divorced when he was five, he didn't maybe take it so seriously because he didn't understand human connections at that point. So he was like, oh, okay, now I see my dad and this and that. And I don't know, like, I honestly don't know, but I'm trying to put this into different perspectives to give you the example that traumas, in my opinion, are incomparable. Like you could say that his traumas were worse, but then you could have, you know, just perceived it when you were a kid worse, and that grows into, I don't even know how I got into this conversation, but this is the kind of like shit you'll be listening to. I mean, I'm sorry to say shit, but actually, like, I swear a lot. Like, that's a thing. Like, I'm so expressive when it comes to swearing. It's like, it's my shit. Like, I love it. Like, I actually like, kind of love it, but I'm trying to be careful around it because, you know, like clients and stuff. And I, you know, it's sometimes it's about being polite. And when it comes to swearing, I think a lot of people don't, not a lot of people, you know, nowadays it's more open, I guess. And yeah, I guess when you start to swear, you show the more loose side of yourself. And I think that's why I do it. And it's just, it's so expressing. It's like, I think if you're a person who swears and enjoys swearing, not for the reason of swearing, but because it's like an energy. And I don't like it for the offensive energy. And I like it for the positive energy, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. but yeah, these are the kind of like things that if this kind of like got your interest, then I hope you continue to listen to this. And so, yeah, this is the kind of stuff you'll be hearing around. If you're curious, then, I mean, I'm not going to make you subscribe to the podcast or any shit like that. I don't subscribe to podcasts, like, at all. That's an option, but I haven't done it because I just don't want my phone to automatically download stuff. And I think that's how it works with subscriptions on podcast platforms. When you subscribe to someone, then you automatically, like, your phone downloads all every new episode. And if it's someone like Joe Rogan, which has, like, his episodes are 2 to 3 hours, and then that's every single day an episode. And I don't know how many megabytes that is for a podcast. I can check right now quickly, but, I mean, no, fuck it. I'm not going to do the math, but I think it's, like, 200, 300, maybe 400 megabytes per episode. And downloading that every single day onto your phone is just, like, it's taking up a lot of memory, and that's better for me to just like to go through and choose like what I want to download. So I go and make you subscribe, like, fuck that. If you enjoy, just like come back, listen. I'll let you know when there's a new episode. I'll let you know when there's a new episode. I say that way too fast. And yeah, I hope you have a good day. It's a beautiful Sunday out here in Berlin. On the next episode, I'm going to talk more about myself, just like, I guess, my personal story and the way I like to see things. And if you like it, come back for the next episode when it's out. Hope you have a good day. I was just going to say it's a beautiful day here in Berlin. We're chilling today because it's Sunday. So yeah, hope you have a good day. Hope you enjoyed this and maybe learned something from it. Maybe I made you more curious about something. And if I did, come back for the next episode. That's it for me. Peace out.